This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You can get a kitchen sink at Walmart for as little as $45.48. That's with a discount of almost 18 bucks, by the way. I mention it because kitchen sink is a surprisingly apt metaphor for what humanity's biggest retailer is trying to do to boost its fortunes. Back in January, Walmart announced raises for more than a million people. In May, it said it's bringing back those in-store greeters. This week, it announced it's partnering with Uber and Lyft to test out grocery delivery in a couple of places. And it's going to re-up with that round emoji-looking smiley face thing that used to be the low-price sticker icon, if you remember that. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has more on the company's everything but the kitchen sink attempt at a turnaround.
Confession, when I think of that smiley face, I totally think of that scene from Forrest Gump where Forrest accidentally invents the smiley face.
He wanted to put my face on a t-shirt, but he couldn't draw that well.
But Walmart, of course, wants you to see the yellow smiley and think fond, savings-y thoughts about Walmart. Mara Einstein, a professor of media studies at Queens College, thinks it's a funny move and not funny ha-ha.
I question the smiley face one because it's such a dated imagery.
She says to compete with companies like Amazon, Walmart can't be retro. It needs to become a name in the digital and delivery world. And at the same time, she thinks Walmart's good old low-cost image has been damaged by protests over wages. But what exactly should the company's new face be? That's clear as mud.
It's really hard to be everything to everybody because then you end up being nothing to nobody.
Still, Walmart's shareholder meeting today was a bit of a pep rally, coming off of a stronger quarter than the company's had in a while. CFO Brett Biggs addressed the crowd in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
We've had seven straight quarters of positive comp sales and six straight quarters of positive comp traffic.
Here's Forrester analyst Sucharita Mulparu.
I wouldn't say it's quite a comeback, but it's definitely a better story than it had been for a while.
Next up in the comeback effort, Walmart's testing out drones to work in its warehouses. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.